Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start here on a Tuesday. Four top state Democrats on Monday put out a plan for reunification of the fractured Senate Democrats. The letter was sent to members of the mainline Senate Democrats and a group of eight breakaway Democrats currently aligned in a majority leadership coalition with the Republicans. It warns that if breakaway Dems do not accept the terms, the state Democratic Party controlled by Governor Cuomo will back primaries against them.
Well, David, I do believe that the scene is shifting here. Obviously, the breakaway Democrats were making hay by getting special assignments and extra money from the Republicans. It was a disgrace. I've been using the term the traitors. Cuomo, who wants to run for president, that's clear, can't have this hanging over his shoulders that he has been implicitly supporting the Republican majority in the Senate, which everybody knows he has been helpful in doing. That way he has divided House, he has more control, there won't be too much spending for a fairly conservative governor. But now the deal has changed and he is being forced into a position here in which he becomes critical of the Democrats. Now, it doesn't help that there's a huge dissonance between Jeff Klein, the head of the Rogues, and Mike Gianaris, who is the number two man, basically, after Andrea Stewart Cousins. And he and Klein do not get along. In fact, in my predictions column this week, I predicted that they would get very close to blows, and Gianaris would look at Klein and say, take the first shot, Jeff, take the first shot. Anyway, a little bit of fun. It has now gotten to be so clear that the National Democrats, the state Democrats, are saying to the Rogues, you better get back in line, because then you'll have a majority.
Let's look at the media, Alan. Of course, the president makes no secret, calls media, specifically CNN, fake news. And he, as Times writes, is in alignment pretty much with President Putin of Russia and how he treats the media there.
Well, look, nobody in office, especially if you've done some things that are very questionable, likes to have the press sniffing around. And that goes from every sitting president has had issues with the press and has been annoyed. But when you work for a regime like the, I would say, dictatorship in Russia right now, you know, then people start to get murdered. What is it that you say to the press? You have to behave yourselves and do what I want. We have a guy in the United States, a president, who frankly seems to admire the strongmen of the world, and in other words, the dictators, and I think is leading us in that direction. So it is not surprising that both men take a very negative view of the press and especially of investigative reporting and will do anything in their power to have them cut it out.
Senators are racing to pass a tax bill by sweetening gains for the rich. For the New York Times, as lawmakers scramble to shore up votes, a CBO report also seems to suggest it's more hurt for the poor.
David, so what else is new? Look, you got to pay off the donors. The donors are the ones who give you the money to run your campaigns and to get on the television and to secure your offices. And they're saying, hey, we want value for our dollars. We gave you money. We want it back. We know that this is going on. And yet there are senators who come from states where this is not going to be appreciated if the word gets out that this is a tax bill for the very, very rich. And it is. They keep throwing new stuff in, and I'm sure in the end, when the negotiating gets going, they're going to take stuff out. I've said all along that the one thing that Trump and the Republicans need is a win. And I don't think they much care how they get it, although there is tremendous pressure from those people with the most who want even more.
Assuming this were to go through, if many of those poor people were hurt, and assuming that some of those are the Trump base, does that affect re-election?
You know, David, I don't know. Right now, the meter has not changed. When you poll, you find the same core group of people who are for Trump, no matter what is going on. So the real question to me is it a matter of being untuned or unlistening to what's really going on? Or is it something else? Is there a nativism, an anger about race that Trump seemed to point to? Yesterday, he was talking to honored Navajo veterans and then mentioned Pocahontas, referring to Elizabeth Warren. This is the kind of clue that he gives to his followers that they've been screwed by the people in this country who are getting more than they should, including talking to the Indians, including talking about black people, including talking about Hispanics. That's the way this guy has cobbled his election victory together, and he is going to keep doing it.